Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. Are you guys receiving me? Because I'm not. Do we have sound? We started with an audio problem. Always, Odyssey, always a trouble. Cannot know if you are live. Trying to refresh right now. Tap to unmute. I can hear you, says go away. They have to fix this problem. Total Grim says, yes, we have sound. The problem is, I don't have sound. All right, well, let's get started then, and I guess eventually my window will refresh. All right, we are live. Travis, update. Daniel Penny spoke with the New York Post yesterday and talked about the death of Jordan Neely. He said the incident had nothing to do with race and everything to do with a broken system that failed us. Penny said he judges a man based on their character and he's not a white supremacist. According to Penny's attorney, they have multiple witnesses who can all attest to the menacing and terror that Jordan Neely introduced to that train. Sadly, even if Penny is found innocent, the leaders of this country will do everything in their power to destroy his life. His fundraiser is now over $3 million. Okay, that is the situation. I mean, I don't know what to think about this situation. The right is kind of gathering around this guy, and I find the sympathy very good. I'm happy about it. I don't want this guy to be persecuted, but still, it's not in every case where a white person kills a black person that there shouldn't be trial. There are specific cases where there should not be trials, and it's in those cases where the person who died has been looking for it, has been provoking his own death. Now, this may be a case here. What is the proper response to someone making verbal threats? I don't know if chokeholding is a proper response. Now, people are saying F, they are losing the connection. Hopefully that should fix itself. F. Wow. Bad starts with Odyssey. Bad starts. Big Tech Exodus says, damn Odyssey. Unbelievable. Multiple problems on single streams that there shouldn't be trial. There are specific... I don't know. We're going to have to just wait to see if the stream reconnects for most people. Try to refresh your stream. I can catch myself. Let's see if most people can fix it. This is extremely hurtful from an audience perspective because people won't stay on a show, won't watch a show regularly if there are so many technical issues, especially at the beginning. Tillman says, JF, buffering bad. Go away says, working for me, had to refresh. Well, hopefully we are back live. Vaush was commenting on a meme from the left. Why is this just a kid's movie when a man kisses a woman? And this is indoctrination when a man kisses a man. This meme of the left, and this was brought to the attention of Twitter by the Left Kent meme. This meme of the left is fundamentally flawed because no one is saying that it's not indoctrination to push an heterosexual view of the world through films. Everything can be seen. Every act of education, training, or influence can be seen as indoctrination, if you want to phrase it that way. generally, we reserve the word indoctrination to the kind of things we don't like, the kind of things that we consider hurtful. And so indoctrination will be usually used in a context where the speaker finds the thing repulsive or finds the thing to be criticizable. But if you want to go there and extend the definition of indoctrination to any influence, sure, the heterosexual movies are indoctrination. But it's the indoctrination we want. It's what we want to see in culture. Why? Well, let's first look at Valsh, and I will explain why after. He says, well, they know they're lying. He's talking about the right-wingers who are objecting to this meme. Their real answer to the question is, because being gay is degenerate and being straight isn't, but they have to be evasive so they can continue pretending they're objecting to some overreach from the gays. That is not a proper representation of the right. You could have asked me, Valsh, if you want to know my argument on this. My argument is, sure, let's call everything indoctrination if you want. Now, the answer is quite simple. Those are two forms of indoctrination, one leading you to a happy reproductive life and another with very negative consequences, including the difficulty of reproductive arrangements. Now, let us favor the good form of indoctrination in culture. If homosexuality was a product and marriage was a product, you would be forced to put a label on these products. The label on marriage would say, careful, happiness ahead. And the label on homosexuality, and I'm talking, of course, about heterosexual marriage here with reproduction, the label on homosexuality might have to warn you that you are likely to suffer increased risk of suicide, increased risks of not being able to reproduce, and reduced evolutionary success. Barnabé Buteau says, black pilled stream about 2 times a week, but 3 or 4 hours per stream. For about the same airtime, I don't notice as much trouble. It's weird, the bugs we see on your channel, JF. Well, you know, those are mostly bugs at the beginning. At the beginning of the streams, once I start streaming, I don't see much problems. Nothing Like the Sun says F again. Well, that really sucks. The Community Notes is in an argument. The Rabbit Hole was saying, since activists like Erin in the Morn brigaded the accurate community note that was shown on the attached tweet from GLAAD until it was hidden, I'm reposting it. Information should not be censored just because it happens to exist in competition with an activist narrative. Several international governing bodies have come to different conclusions regarding the safety and efficacy of medically treating minors. So basically, this woman wanted to claim victory for the trans medical approach, you know, gender-affirming care, and she wanted to say there is no scientific disagreement. And GLAAD was the account of GLAAD on Twitter wanted to do the same. And a community note was inscribed saying, hey, in Europe, there's currently a huge debate, and they're closing clinics, they are wondering if we're doing the right thing here with gender-affirming care. So GLAAD's initial statement was, good morning, a reminder that healthcare for transgender people is settled science. You gotta be kidding me. It's certainly not settled science. We don't even know long-term. We don't even know long-term. Like, we don't even have a measure of happiness once you're 70 years old, and we don't have a measure of happiness after the trans surgery 70 years after it was done, and someone looking back at their life and saying, you know, it was a good decision. We don't have 1,000 people telling us whether it was a good decision or not. You have these ridiculous, small, and super subject to error measures that are done right after the fact under the influence of hormones and social reinforcement. Of course, the person who has just chopped his dick voluntarily is not going to tell you, "I regret it," in a survey the day after. He's going to tell you, "Wow, I'm feeling less suicidal." And it's actually hard to know if the reduced suicidality, as reported by them, is due to activist pressure, is due to, I want to make gender affirming care really good, so I'm going to give a positive answer. Could be due also to the effects of hormones. If you are on an hormone that is feminizing, of course you're going to have less aggressive, less male violent behavior, including suicide. So we don't know. It's not settled science. I mean, settled science is a term you keep for something like unquestionable, like the physics of mechanical physics, that kind of thing, like the basics of it. And even the non-basics of it could be subject to questioning. You keep this word for very, very settled science. But the science of a couple of years ago on restricted number of samples cannot be settled science by definition. And so she was adding to this saying, "Y'all, rate the community note on this, not helpful. Just because some countries are trying to eliminate gender-affirming care does not make the science unsettled or unclear. Here are 29 medical organization statements supporting care." Well, we've had the collective consensus in groups of doctors before, groups of experts. We've had it in the COVID pandemic, and that is indicative of literally nothing. Consensus is not an argument. So the community note was reading, "Health authorities in Europe are debating the benefits and concerns of gender interventions. But in Finland, Sweden, France, Norway, and the UK, scientists and public health officials are warning that for some young people, these interventions may do more harm than good." That doesn't look like something any doctor would say onto settled science. Like, this is the equivalent. If you had a physicist, a serious physicist, say, I question thermodynamic theory, the physics of thermodynamics or the physics of mechanics. It wouldn't take many of these doctors to seriously challenge something before I say, okay, well, it's not settled science anymore. It's something that legitimate people disagree with. But here you have doctors from five different countries in Europe saying, I think that we're going too fast on this and we may be doing more harm than good. Go away says, JF, is TRP settled science? Depends on whether you want to talk about settled science from a social perspective or settled science for rational reasons. On rational grounds, I consider the revolutionary phenotype settled science. There hasn't been a challenge put forward by anyone who would say, JF, here you're wrong, or here's what you got wrong. So no, I consider it settled science in that sense. Now, has it won the hearts and minds of the current generation of scientists? No, because they're misinformed and they're not even willing to read it. But that's a matter of time. There will be a new generation of scientists birthing, and eventually it will be a regular thing to think of this question as having been resolved. Nothing like the sun says, settled science now means that if anyone disagrees, it will unsettle a freak somewhere. Yeah, the settled science word, you never really use it as a serious scientist. You can see the total abuse of these words in the last few years with the COVID people, with basically political medicine. that's what we've seen rise in the last few years. And on the leftist side, of course. Settled science is a term that a serious scientist would be extremely hesitant to use unless the context justifies it. Like, I will use it in answer to someone asking me about settled science, but I don't think I would push strong on the idea that something is settled. The science is another favorite, says John Drake. Absolutely. Bill Gates blackmailed by Jeffrey Epstein over affair with Russian bridge player. Remember when Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates said he only had dinner with Jeffrey Epstein? Turns out, okay, we've known for a while, that's a total lie, as the two also had a Russian bridge player in common, Mila Antonova. So look at this. Bill Gates was scoring, and I think I gave some coverage to this years ago. I remember this woman. I think I covered the fact that there was some stories coming out that she would have had sex with Bill Gates. I don't know when that happened, but I remember her boobs, basically. I remember saying, wow, Bill Gates is scoring with a young, cute woman here. So here's this girl. This makes me think that the whole reason Melinda Gates has left Bill Gates is more specific than was made public. Melinda Gates, you know, has said, I didn't like that my husband was hanging out with Jeff Epstein. But let me raise a hypothesis here. And let's keep in mind that the divorce of Melinda Gates happened 2 years after Jeffrey Epstein was dead. But, you know, a divorce can be long in the brewing. A divorce can be caused by events 2-3 years ago. Is it possible that Jeff Epstein, toward the end of his life, before dying, was attempting, well, here the journalism reveals that he was attempting to extort Bill Gates, but is it possible that Bill Gates said, I'm not going to lend myself to the blackmail, I'm refusing to engage with this guy, he's trying to threaten me. And so he decided, whatever Jeffrey Epstein does, he can come out with this story. I won't bend the knee, I won't do what he wants me to do. If that is the case, perhaps Jeffrey Epstein would have been in a vengeful strategy of retribution. Maybe Jeffrey Epstein is the one who caused the Melinda Gates, Bill Gates divorce. Maybe he wrote to Melinda Gates, or he made sure someone would write to Melinda Gates saying, hey, your husband has been betraying you with this woman. I think that's probably or possibly what happened, because then Melinda Gates, when she explained her reasons for divorce, said that she was annoyed of the dealings of Bill Gates with Jeff Epstein. Was, is it possible that she has heard from these dealings from an intentional intervention of Jeffrey Epstein, who wanted to ruin Bill Gates because Bill Gates hadn't bent the knee to his extortion attempt? According to the Wall Street Journal, Gates met Antonova in 2010 at a bridge competition, leading to an affair. These bridge tournaments, they are a place of crazy sex interactions, let me tell you. 3 years later, after Gates' associate Boris Nokolik referred her to Jeffrey Epstein to help raise $500,000 for an online bridge business which failed to pan out, Epstein paid for her to attend coding classes. In 2014, Antonova stayed briefly at an apartment in New York City provided by Epstein, but claims not to have met with the guy who paid for her education. This is so weird. So weird. So this girl probably was selling her position or selling her sex in some form, or perhaps the hope of sex, from Jeffrey Epstein. Then in 2017, the pedophile financier allegedly blackmailed Gates over the affair, demanding in an email that the Microsoft co-founder to reimburse him for Antonova's education. Given the de minimis amount involved for both men, Gates interpreted this 2017 email as a threat to expose his 2010 affair. Fascinating. So, Jeffrey Epstein writes to Gates and says, "Hey, I've been caring for your woman here in New York. Been paying her apartments, been paying her education in coding." This guy took the learn to code meme to a totally other level. So he's like, "Hey, I paid for your girl. And I'm not fucking her and she's not sucking my dick. So you pay because she sucks your dick." And so Bill Gates, seeing this, says, "Okay, those are such small amounts of money we're talking about. That is certainly a threat that he will expose my affair with her." So poor boner killer Bill was actually an Epstein victim all along. And everyone interviewed for the report says they knew nothing about Epstein's pedophile sex trafficking operation and was disgusted with what he did. But in March of 2013, long before the two had thrown out their BFF bracelets, they were hanging out at the house of Thorbjørn Jagland, then chair of the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, where the pair allegedly discussed the security situation in Afghanistan as part of Mr. Gates' work on polio eradication. Not very good work here, because Gates is, at this point, is spreading more polio than he's resolving. We know that there are places in Africa, especially those places who have a high vaccination rate, where there's more polio caused by the vaccine than there ever is in wild situations. John Drake says, "Pretty sure Melinda knew. She's just held her finger up to see which way the wind is blowing." Yeah, probably. And, you know, when you have a rich husband who's so enthusiastic about going to the bridge tournament, that's a little weird. Nothing Like the Sun says, "Would it be cozy if it was the money Epstein got out of Gates that was given to JF? It would be a happy ending, as Epstein would have liked." Yes, I can confirm that all the money I received from Epstein came straight from Bill Gates. I mean, it's Bill Gates who wrote the check. I'm joking. Go Away says, "Jeff, Epstein's death probably meant his blackmail assets moved into new hands. Perhaps people were more willing to use it." That is absolutely possible. That is a definite possibility that the story would come out and would lead to threats. But keep in mind, the threat happened in 2017. That leaves a lot of time for the threat to be denied by Bill Gates, for Bill Gates' behavior to start annoying Jeff Epstein. And Jeff Epstein eventually seeks revenge by somehow making sure that someone tells Melinda Gates about it. It's interesting to consider that this massive divorce that happened, that I covered years ago, could have been caused by our friend Jeff Epstein, the pedophile financier. Isn't it fascinating? One more realization before he died. And I would have liked to tell him, if I ever had a discussion with him, I would have told him, "You have to stop fucking women like this. You have to start engaging in your reproduction." Because Jeff Epstein was always having those megalomaniac projects of, "Oh, I want to create a ranch where I'll be breeding 15 different women." It's like, you need to create one baby. each baby, it's one at a time. You need. That's what I would have told him. Stop thinking about the 15 women in a row. Think about one, and then maybe another if this one leaves. But you have to create the babies. That's like the safety of your strategy. You need to have ticks under your belt. Anand says, not actual ticks, just marks of success, ticks. Anand says, so now FBI can blackmail Mossad's assets. Do you consider Bill Gates a Mossad's asset? I don't know. John Drake says, why are any billionaires married? I don't get it. Yeah, certainly in the States where it is a split of the property, you certainly wouldn't want this as a billionaire. There are states, from my understanding, where you can sign prenuptial agreements. However, I don't know to what extent that's reliable. A Ukrainian unmanned vehicle, a drone, basically dropped a bomb on a building in Belgorod, so at the border of Russia and Ukraine.
In Soviet.
All right, and people are following the situation in Russia. I don't have much news since yesterday, where Bakhmut seems to have been claimed by the Russian side, apparently. If the cops pull us over, you can hide your ledger in my pussy. Oh my God, the perfect girlfriend. Crypto T on Twitter. Wow. This is the kind of woman I need. A woman who can hide the bitcoins properly. A woman who knows that the government is after us and who's willing to use her pussy for helping save the bitcoins. 3-year-old Indiana boy shoots murder suspect. Cops say. You can't make this up. So this is a story where the boy ends up shooting a 3-year-old. A 3-year-old ends up shooting, injures both his mother and the friend of his mother. The friend of his mother, I don't know what kind of arrangement that is. So they go to the hospital. And in the hospital, they end up discovering, hey, there's a warrant for this guy. This guy is a criminal. And he's a murder suspect, so the police got to arrest the guy. It often happens like this, you know, a random interaction that the suspect didn't want to happen with an official, maybe at the hospital or with the police, and it leads them to be traceable suddenly. It also often happens that it is women who give cover to criminals who are fleeing the police. They have the apartment in their name, so he can come in as a roommate, and he's willing to submit to whatever sexual demands the woman has and live as a roommate so that he cannot be traced. Well, this guy was traced ultimately because a fired bullet by a 3-year-old. Not very good familial environment. A city bike story comes from the past because of the recent city bike theft meme. This was resolved in a different situation. In this particular case, the theft of the city bike led to a physical altercation. For comparative analysis, consider that the story with the white nurse did not result in a physical bilateral altercation.
Yo, yo!
Hey, yo!
Yo, yo, yo! Yo, get up there! Yo!
Sorry, bro, we can hear him plea. You are taking my bike cousin. I believe he's calling him cousin, not because he's a real cousin, but just because he's black.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on,
come on. Come
on, come on.
Follow some video.
Bro, I was just trying to get somewhere, bro. I literally don't have...
I was just trying to get somewhere. Well, you can't steal someone's city bike. They're going to have a charge for losing the bike.
Everything right the fuck now before I poke you up. Sir. Empty it. Bro. Empty it. Literally just got...
Oh, and now he's going to collect a fee for... I didn't know there was this in the black community. A fee for attempting unsuccessfully to steal a bike.
Got out of jail, bro.
Empty it.
He just got out of jail.
Empty everything. Empty all of it. I want everything out right now.
Bro, for real.
This everything. Everything out right now.
Man.
That's everything, bro. I'm 17, bro. I don't be having no fucking guap, bro. I stay with my fucking sister, bro. Bro, I was trying to get somewhere, dog. I swear, OG. I won't
try to get somewhere. That's what somebody else expects, right?
All right, well, that turned differently in this instance. Benny Johnson was sharing a speech by Jim Carrey. Apparently, Jim Carrey is on a whole Jesus trip, and, you know, I've been saved. I've been saved by Jesus Christ.
I made a decision to transcend and to leave darkness behind. And it takes a champion to make that decision. And I really want to speak to the fact that I've had some challenges in the last couple of years myself.
I can't really identify with this religious discourse of people who've had issues. You know, I've always considered that despite many challenges in my life, I've never had issues. I've never found myself questioning my own decision-making and needing a crutch in life. Of course, life has been rough and life has been unfair, but not in a way that would lead me to think I need fixing inside, you know? I've always felt like I stand in a world of crap, but I'm healthy. So I can't really identify to this need for Jesus. I don't feel like I need Jesus. I feel like perhaps the world needs Jesus.
And ultimately, I believe that suffering leads to salvation. And in fact, it's the only way that we have to somehow accept, not deny, but feel our suffering and feel our losses, and then we make one of two decisions. We either decide to go through the gate of resentment, which leads to vengeance, which leads to self-harm, which leads to harm to others, or we go through the gate of forgiveness, which leads to grace. And your being here is an indication that you've made that decision already. You've made the decision to walk through the gate of forgiveness to grace, just as Christ.
Frog Eyes says, this old Jesus Christ thing is a real trip. Of all the content and philosophy consumed through right-wing thinkers online, none of them have to appeal to Jesus Christ, the Bible, religion, to make a rational argument. Saturn Shine says, no matter how much you dedicate yourself, you won't get any answer from God. All right, well, weird stuff that Jim Carrey, I believe, has been, I don't know what has he gone through. He's gone through a phase of something. He was saying some crazy stuff somewhere. I don't remember. Was it on Twitter or to the media, TMZ, whatever? There's a claim that Lauren Boebert would be the good Christian. Lauren Boebert is an adulteress. And having an affair with Sean John Fucht white nationalist Christian and member of Pastors for Trump. Stay tuned as this keeps getting better. But Sean Fute has denied the story. He said this is false and it's defamatory. I'm giving everyone making this accusation 24 hours to retract and apologize. If you don't, you will hear from my lawyer. Pastors for Trump. In any case, I think we know that Lauren Boebert has been heading for divorce recently. And what is it behind the story? Is that what I remember from past coverage? I'm not even sure about this. But in any case, there's lots of people going after Boebert these days. I keep seeing stuff on Twitter pass. Frog Eyes says MILF. Yes, Lauren Boebert is pretty much the standard MILF. Before her, there was Sarah Palin from Nailing with Palin. And then Lauren Boebert took over this this section of the Republican Party and totally dominated since then. With Marjorie Taylor Greene kind of having hints of MILFing, but not as much as Lauren Boebert. Biden taunts Russia at G7 when asked about colossal risk of escalation. He was being provocative toward Russia. Here, the journalist asks Biden about Russia, saying that giving Ukraine F-16s is a colossal risk. Biden says it is for them.
It is for them.
All right. Not super grave threat, but a threat toward Russia that if he was to send planes there, it would be trouble for Russia. Nothing Like the Sun says getting answers from God translated into atheism would mean gaining self-awareness from letting go of ego. That is a possible contribution of religious discourse. There's a lot in Christianity about disarming ego and you know, kind of abandoning yourself to Jesus Christ. Sure. TikTok has removed an account of a teen who randomly walked into family's home. We have reviewed the video of this guy where he was being provocative, entering people's home without consent for the purpose of filming them in fear and filming them for his TikTok account. And Jonathan Wong was pointing out that Eli Abraham says in response to this, TikTok police prank sparks conversation about white privilege / TikTok. She sees it as white privilege, this idea that there shouldn't be black kids entering your home illegally and against your consent. That is white privilege for her. Holy shit. This is a map of the 3,457 Starlink satellites circumnavigating the Earth above our heads at this moment. Bro, we have to stop this. Stop sending those satellites. What the fuck are you thinking, Elon? We don't even have this. Is it working yet, or is it like a beta? That is way too many satellites. And you're going to have latency problems with these satellites. So we're going to have these 3,500 satellites flying above our head. All of this for getting the internet everywhere, and it's not going to even be an interesting internet. I don't like it. Even if you have a decent speed, you're going to be stuck with latency issues. It's not going to be as good as fiber optics. It's really a specialized service for nomadic peoples. Most people can afford a home and can afford to buy the internet in their home. Why are we dirtying the sky with this crap? Chandler Holmes says, JF, have you been joining any Twitter spaces recently? Thanks for introducing me to Hitch Slap. He's a good host. No, I've not been into the Twitter spaces. I enjoyed it for a moment, but the fact is it's not still technically very interesting what Elon Musk is offering. So I just can't, I can't be on this system that doesn't take studio sound from a computer. You literally have to have a phone beside you. I'm a professional host. I'm not going to hold a phone close to me and try to speak in it. And then I try to pass my studio audio in the phone and it leads to super crappy processing of the audio. Elon Musk has to be more serious, develop a web platform for streaming and for a chat, not just Twitter messages, but a real chat with people of an audience. And then we're going to talk seriously. But as long as the audio problem of Twitter Space isn't fixed, and I know you guys go on other Twitter spaces and they sound good, but they sound good because they have a good phone and they're speaking like this to their phone. That's ridiculous. I'm not doing this. I'm a fucking professional broadcast news person. I am not speaking in a fucking phone, you fucking rocket throwers, satellite inventor, an electric car engineer, Elon Musk. Please make some effort, make it better, and I'll be totally in on streaming on Twitter. Did scientists accidentally invent an anti-addiction drug? People were sharing this on Discord. People taking Ozempic for weight loss say they have also stopped drinking, smoking, shopping, and even nail biting. So this is a hardcore drug that is injected. So it's $4,500 per year getting the treatment from this drug, and it's an injection under the skin. But it seems to that they were first using this to have weight loss, but it has addressed a lot of addiction-related issue. Not surprising, you know, the path toward weight loss is really to stop being addicted to food in a way. And not surprising that something that would target these elements of the brain would accidentally have benefiting effects on all this addiction stuff. So very interesting. But still a very high-priced drug at $4,500 per year. Still a drug that is not given as part of reimbursed public health care in Canada. But it is getting somewhat popular in the U.S. John Drake says, I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled the drug now. Or you think they want us addicted. That's what they want. Someone please teach this cunt some respect. We're seeing a new trend. We're seeing a new trend of black streamers showing psychopathic behavior toward various institutions. We had the black streamers on TikTok that was entering people's home. Now we have this black streamer going to ruin books at the library.
Boom, we're in the library. Hey, you men are dragging it, bro. I'm trying to get me nicked out here. And I said, rip a book in front of the people, then. Hey, fuck it, let's just do it. Any book. All right, come, cameraman.
Don't refer to me as cameraman.
I'm sorry. Come, let's go.
Fuck
you, excuse me, what? Can I, take the book here?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sure. I'm just.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah,
fine, thank
you. Can I just get a bit of, can I get this book, please?
Alright, okay, just 1 minute. This is TikTok.
TikTok
video ripping books.
TikTok video ripping books,
no?
Excuse me, what's going on, guys?
We need to get out. This is what we're doing.
Is that your book from home?
No, okay. It's not.
Is it the library?
Yeah.
Then that, you cannot do that, guys.
Why can't I do that?
Is this the library?
But the library, if I can get books from the library, why can't I rip the pages out of the books as well?
Because then other people can't use them.
So who gives a fuck about other people? Look at this.
very sociopathic. Who gives a fuck about other people? And, you know, it's very sad for the lady who's there stacking books as the local librarian. She's dedicating her life to this collection, and he comes to rip it out. Yeah, it makes me think about the whole burning of knowledge. You know how when society takes a direction that doesn't deserve the knowledge of the past, and like as if it was an act of God, the knowledge of the past gets destroyed toward the societies that don't deserve it. Go away, says JF. This is just social justice for all those prank in the hood videos white people were making in the 2010s. The chicken has come home to roost. Yeah, but I don't know. You know, I've seen pranks by white streamers, but there is something about pranks by white streamers that is not destructive. I don't see white streamers. I see them trying to organize a fooling of someone, but that is inconsequential as much as possible within the frame of the joke or within the frame of the stunt. Cloud Warmer sends a super chat. He says, JF, in a shithole country like Australia, with people all over the place that simply don't have access to the internet, only via fixed Wi-Fi or services like Starlink, it's an okay proposition to go in the woods. A few people I know have it, and latency was very surprising, under 50 milliseconds. You mean Starlink gives you under 50 milliseconds? I mean, it's okay, but it's not optics fiber levels of latency, and so why? Why would we cover our heads with metal blocks and all of this for a weak service? I mean, what are you going to do in 10 years from now? I think that those Starlink satellites will look like dinosaurs in 10, 20 years from now. What are you going to do then? You're going to have sent all of these satellites for a limited window of time of perhaps serviceability. Anyways, I don't like it. I don't like air. I don't like Wi-Fi. All of my stuff, I always connect it with a wire, even when I'm not in the studio. I insist on, except my phone, I insist on my devices being connected through wires. Wrong on so many levels, says Mitinformed. So apparently they have now this, you can interact with your dead babies and dead children in the metaverse or in the virtual reality.
In the 21st century, ghosts do exist.
Where have you been? Have you been thinking of me?
After 4 years, she can see her again. She can hear her again. But as hard as she tries, Jang Ji-sung can't touch her dead daughter, Na-yeon. For this is a digital recreation of the girl who died from leukemia in 2016, age 7. Just pixels in a headset and a voice in some headphones. In the 21st century, ghosts do exist.
All right, I don't think it's particularly healthy. I know that it can, I'm sure it can be extremely traumatizing to lose a child, but I think that there is something good with moving on, not ever moving on and forgetting about the child, but moving on in the sense of having that opportunity of ever interacting with them in the past and knowing that it's impossible. Deluding yourself into thinking that it's possible, I think, reawakens parts of your brain that should remain shut. I don't think it's healthy. I think you're going to create more harm with this than anything good you might do. Ariel Suarez says, oh, this is bad, real bad. I'm not against it in the sense if people want to consume this, go ahead. But I think people are going to hurt themselves emotionally with this. There is something in the process of grief that is that requires moving on to a place where you know you won't ever talk to them again. The channel says this just disturbs the grieving process like kicking up mud in a pond. Exactly. So there was a black-only diploma receiving ceremony at a university. And as someone was pointing out on Twitter, that is absolutely illegal by any standard of discriminatory laws, you know, by the federal government and state governments. But still, it's happening in America. And here's what it looks like, a black-only ceremony.
Aramis Anderson said, "The last shall be first and the first shall be last." Receiving a Bachelor of Arts in Disciplinary Studies field, Political Economy, Legal Studies, and African American Studies. He said, "Disbursement and allocation, reparations for African Americans, and opportunity."
The list of diplomas, it's like Arts and African American Studies, and is for reparations for African Americans. Holy shit. Cloud Warmer says, "Jeff, if women say that Lizzo is beautiful, why do they get upset if I say they look like Lizzo?" That's a meme that has come out, I believe, in the last few days. I've seen it pass on my Twitter, and it's very funny. People want to test, like, because there's all these leftists saying, "Oh, she's so beautiful, you know, in her own way." And it's very fashionable for leftists to claim there are various forms of beauty. And Lizzo is just beautiful, just in a way you might not understand with your little brain. But if you had the giga brain of the average leftist, you would find her beautiful. And people have developed a test for these people. It's like, if I call you, if I say you look like Lizzo, are you going to be triggered by it? Are you going to take it as an insult, or are you going to take it as a compliment? Because if I say to a woman, "You look like Cindy Crawford at her prime," then they would take it as a compliment mostly. But if you say you look like Lizzo, they would certainly take it as an insult. They would know that it's an insult. Cloud Warmer says, "Jeff, is there a video of you breakdancing on stage when you got your PhD?" I'm so hateful against this kind of crap ceremony. And I'm not even talking about the black exclusive ceremony. I hated those ceremonies when they were white and black. I hate those ceremonies. I find them ridiculous. I don't like what the university had become. I didn't even like what the university had become when I was in it. And you see these people attracted at the social approval of their obtention of a diploma. And to me, those diplomas have always been crap. They've been crap since I went into the academic world. And to me, 99% of the people there do not deserve any diploma from a university, because they are by no standard, people who are appreciative of knowledge. So to me, I've always been objecting strongly to these ceremonies, and I never attended those I was invited to. Never. Cloud Warmer says, "Jeff, when I got my master's, I didn't even attend graduation. They sent me the paperwork in the mail." Exactly. I don't like it. I think that the university has been totally spoiled by too much inclusion, too much welcoming of everyone, thinking, oh, well, if the correlates of the 80s and the 60s are true, bringing people into the university will make them better. But it's not what's happening. Once you give up selection, you welcome people who are worse, people who are lower IQ into the university, and then the university is no more a challenge. It is for any stupid person who's willing to sit for 3 years on a chair. Good job, says JF, was doing the funky dance. You won't ever find a video leak of that because it didn't happen. Debt ceiling, negotiations crumble, McCarthy and Biden to hold Sunday call as impasse intensifies. It seems as though he wants to default more than he wants a deal. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told Fox News, "We have got 11 days to go," urging Biden and the Democrats to be sensible about this. Biden was complaining that the current propositions by the Republican, they provide protection to crypto traders. Wow, Biden is really motivated at going after crypto traders. He's even willing to crash the government with a shutdown if the Republicans refuse. I'm finding it extremely worrying that the crypto traders are now at the middle of a fight between Democrats and Republicans. Because as far as I can tell, none of these parties really care about us. So I think that the crypto traders might very well be the ones paying for it if a deal has to happen. Dr. Simon Godek was pointing about Leana Wen. Tomorrow I will write an eye-opening thread about Dr. Leana Wen. This is the psycho who was pushing for vaccination and for shutdown measures. Did you know that during the Boston bombing, Z was a physician involved in emergency response? Stay tuned. So very, I knew about this. This was reported before. But this woman had sought media exposure back then at the Boston bombing, being a physician involved in the emergency response. That is true. And eventually made a career pursuing shutdown policies and supporting shutdown policy on CNN. What a crappy life. What a crappy goal in life to be busting everyone's balls on COVID. A husband hid $500,000 in Bitcoin during a divorce and got busted by a crypto hunter. Financial infidelity has become increasingly sophisticated as investors hop coins across blockchains and sink their cash into metaverse properties. If you are a male in the current political environment, you do have to have a strategy to hide money from whoever is your wife or girlfriend, because you want to be sure that when she drops you and kidnaps your children, you want to be sure that she cannot access it and that in fact she doesn't know about it. That is the best situation to be in. She has to not know about it at all. That won't ever make an issue in court if she cannot know about it. Go away, says, hey, Jeff, do you have any good news to end the week with? Sick of all these black pills. Well, I was headed toward the end of the show. Is there some good news I got for you? Well, here, let me take my one good news and I will end with it. But before I get to this very end, breaking, someone shared this with me and said, JF, I'm surprised you didn't talk about it. Well, it's my impression I did talk about it, that Australia is under attack in terms of banking liberty with Bitcoin. Westpac Bank in Australia has banned customer payments to Binance. It is the third biggest bank in Australia. They're really trying hard to make it impossible to interact between the crypto world and the normal money world. why did I have this pulled? Okay. So that is our last news item. You wanted the good news. This was discussed as a good news from the perspective that we have an increasing division in America, and it's important that the leftists find it intolerable to come to our states where we do have political power, or else they will eventually dominate all the states. So there needs to be states that they hate so much that they really don't want to live there. And we have a start with all these tensions happening across interstate traveling. The African American Association of whatever issues a travel advisory for Florida, saying the state is openly hostile toward African Americans under Governor DeSantis' administration. I don't think it's true. I don't have any evidence that Florida is hostile to African Americans. But it's a celebratory thing to be had that we are approaching the moment where the leftists abandon the imperial fight for changing all of America and say, all right, you want to live in your right-wing abortion shit, like anti-abortion shit states? You stay there. And I'm like, great. Thank you.